The House by the River by Lena Manta, translated by Gail Holst Warhoft, performed by Courtney Patterson.
Silence. After the lightning lit up the landscape, nature waited for the thunder to shake it, to make its wildness felt. The thunder lagged, and the silence grew menacing. The moon remained hidden behind clouds. In the darkness, they had lost their fluffiness and looked like heavy, leaden curtains. The thunder finally clapped, straight from Mount Olympus, which ruled threateningly over the plain as if Zeus himself had sent it, just as he had once done. The house by the river shook lightly. The big chestnut trees framing it seemed to be trying to protect the house from a mysterious danger. Their branches caressed the roof gently, almost embracing it. The large garden with its beds full of vegetables spread out numbly, hoping that after such tension, it would finally start to rain. The rain still hadn't come. The river was the only thing that had nothing to fear. It flowed lazily along, knowing that soon it would welcome not only the water the winter rains brought, but also the snow. Then it would come alive again and grow fierce, and it would travel eagerly to meet the sea and lose itself in its vastness. It had done this for centuries now. It knew its fate and wasn't anxious about the future. A misty light from a kerosene lamp trembled at one of the windows. The man on the bed was bathed in sweat. He accepted the doctor's ministrations while beside his pillow stood his wife, lamp in hand, her face buried in her handkerchief. The whole room stank of unbearable rot. The doctor lowered a handkerchief from his own face.
"Open the window, Kyria Theodora," he whispered. "We'll die in here."
The woman hurried to obey his order. She set the lamp on the bedside table, ran to the window, and flung it open. Cool air rushed into the room, and she breathed it greedily. She peered outside, but it was completely dark. A flash of lightning lit up the landscape, and then everything plunged into darkness again. She knew every hill from where she stood, every stone, every tree. Although she knew that the thunder would come, when the ground shook, she was shocked and took a step back, as if her own body had been struck. She returned to her place beside her husband and the doctor. Despite the atmosphere inside, she had been revived by the night air. The smell of the nearly rotten legs seemed to cling to the furniture, even to the walls.